Ireland's fifth earthquake of the year was recorded last week when a magnitude 1.5 tremor occurred on the Fannet Peninsula in County Donegal. It might come as a surprise, but Ireland regularly does experience earthquakes, especially in Donegal and the southeast. Our reporter Stephen Murphy has been finding out more about Ireland's seismic activity.
An earthquake with a magnitude of 2.2 shook North Donegal in the early hours of this morning.
Windows did rattle and it was fairly noticeable, anyway.
The Irish National Seismic Network has said that further tremors are likely in the coming days.
An earthquake with a magnitude of 4 has been recorded off the west coast. It happened 60 kilometres off the coast of North Mayo.
Earthquakes are actually a common occurrence in Ireland. The country's most recent tremor occurred off Donegal's Fannet Peninsula and was felt by residents like Marco Orsi.
It was just like a large rumble of thunder, a real intense crack of thunder that you would get occasionally. But you knew it wasn't thunder, you knew it was something else because you've heard it before, but you knew it was an earthquake with the sound. The sound's just a bit more intense than ordinary thunder. But the last time there was stuff falling off shelves and glasses jiggling on shelves and, you know, with a bit of damage onto our own chimney and things like that there, you know, I wouldn't say they're used to them, but I mean, there's not really an awful lot you can do about them.
As Marco implies, Donegal is a hotspot for Irish earthquakes.
I'm Tom Blake and I'm the Director of Observational Seismology at the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies. Donegal is one of two areas in Ireland that experiences this sort of low-level seismicity. The other is in southeast of Ireland, down around Wexford. And the reason, of course, that occurs up there is that the geology is extremely complex. Major faults come in from Scotland right through Donegal. And we see from time to time the release of the stress and strain that has been built up over geological time. And that manifests itself as a small earth tremor.
How many earthquakes do we get here in Ireland?
I think the earthquakes that we get in Ireland are very minor tremors. And we get usually about maybe 3 in any given year when you take in the area around in the sea around Ireland and onshore in Ireland as well.
Most earthquakes felt in Ireland are of magnitudes between 1 and 2, but one reached 5.4.
The largest one that people along the east coast of Ireland felt was in 1984 on the 19th of July.
That was the sound of this morning's earthquake, recorded by geophysicists at the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies. The shock was felt in Ireland all along the east coast and inland as far as Kildare, and lasted up to half a minute.
That was off the coast of Wales, but it was about 20 or so kilometres deep, but it broke, knocked chimney tops off houses along the east coast, and mirrors that were on the wall that were sort of screwed tightly cracked and broke. So that was the one that people remember the most in Ireland.
Walking along the Wicklow shoreline, Cone Verbrogan, Director of the Geological Survey of Ireland, remembers the 1984 quake.
That was great. As a geologist, it was actually brilliant. I remember thinking, this is fantastic. You know, painting shook, mirrors moved around, and I remember thinking, this is an earthquake, which is unusual because I hadn't experienced one before. But it was classic, exactly as you'd see in the movies, with the building shaking, not for very long, but the whole building and everything moving.
Ireland's south coast was hit by a tsunami after the 1755 Lisbon earthquake, and Cuan says that while the risk is low, tsunamis from earthquakes or landslides are worth planning for.
We're looking at ocean bottom seismometers with Dublin Institute of Advanced Studies and as part of a European group to put seismic sensors off our west coast, because that is the area that would be most at risk, particularly from an earthquake that would trigger a landslide on the continental shelf or, say, on the Rockall Bank, which would generate a wave coming towards Ireland from the west.
While Ireland will continue to experience seismic activity, according to Tom Blake, the risk of a big one is pretty low.
The 5.4 that happened in off the coast of Wales only happened once before that we know of in 1847. So the repeat time for a strong earthquake like that is over 150 years or thereabouts. I don't think we would be seeing anything greater than that magnitude 5.4.
Tom Blake, Director of the Irish National Seismic Network, ending that eruptive report by Stephen Murphy.